This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Chris Henry joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Two States by Stockton, California's Pavement, which may or may not be about how California should be broken up in honor of the Grizzlies as they travel from Southern California to Northern California.
All right, so Grizzlies lose last night in a game, like, I'll be honest, the third quarter, they're up 9. I thought, you know, AD's on the bench with foul trouble. Kennard hits a big 3, they're up 9. I'm thinking, damn, they're going to win this thing. And then they didn't. Obviously, LeBron was great. AD was great at the end. Your thoughts on what transpired last night?
Yeah, it's always disappointing to lose a game, and it's disappointing to lose a game when you have a lead in the second half. But like a 9-point lead in the third quarter really doesn't mean much, especially with the pace of play in today's NBA and the three-pointers, which is what killed him in the end, the three-pointers. I think on the whole, that was maybe the least annoying loss of the season, potentially. I mean, they went into that game with, you know, you're basically on the road without two of your three best players against a team with two of their three best players. And then that team shoots 50% from three. I mean, it looked like in the first quarter they were going to lose bad. It was really going to be a little bit of a wake-up call to what it's like playing without Ja and Dez. Instead, like, they played a good game and came up short. You know, I take more positive out of that in terms of their ability to play competitive basketball in different environments with the roster that they have right now.
There were actually a lot of good things that happened in that game. I think I was just annoyed because, given the starting lineup, given the lineup, I didn't really expect them to have much of a chance. And then
They made you stay up, and then you didn't get no payoff from it.
And then you got no payoff. And I'm actually, I've snuck away. I'm in Michigan right now, so I stayed up East Coast time. It was very late when we finished the game. I got no payoff. And they got three more games of the four. That seemed probably the most winnable. Maybe Denver at home is more winnable, but whatever. That seemed the most winnable, particularly when they're up by 9 in the third quarter and AD's got foul trouble and is not destroying them as he often does. But of the good things that happened, what was the best? You want Zach Edey? You want Marcus Smart's return? Which were the best things that happened last night?
Well, the main thing is less individual than collective. It's just that, like, when they seemed like they got knocked back a little bit. They were a little cowed to start the game, is what it looked like. And then they settled in, and they just started playing, like, their style of basketball, and their style of basketball was pretty successful in that game. You know, once you take out that first quarter, I think they probably win the rest of the game. I'd have to look at the quarter by quarter. And so I think just the idea that, you know, we play our style with our depth, and it can be successful is the main thing I take from it. I thought Marcus Smart, I got to some back and forth on social media with some people who were really have the knives out for Marcus Smart. Like, I think he had a pretty good game. I'd take that every night. If you told me that's the game you're going to get from Marcus Smart every night, sign me up. I'll let you have the variance. I'll take that game every night. So I thought he was pretty good in his return. I thought Edey, I think they made the right choice starting Edey in the second half. He ended up fouling out, but it's sort of similar. He was sort of similar to the team. He looked a little cowed in the beginning, and then he sort of got more aggressive and was more effective. You know, Jaren good again. The 3-point disparity is sort of ultimately was the difference in the game. You know, they make 20, shoot close to 50%. You know, Jalen Wells and Jay Huff, who have been so good on the season, they combined 0-for-7 from three. You know, those guys make a couple of those shots. Maybe it's a different outcome.
Yeah, and honestly, to me, Santi going 2-of-7 from three, he had some big open threes in key moments.
Right.
That was a problem. And Dalton Connect must have heard you slandering his good name.
Oh, people are on me about that. Yeah, what do you think now? I still think that Jalen Wells
are they on
is,
you?
Yeah, I still think Jalen Wells is 2 inches taller and 2 years younger and a better defensive player. And if I did a redraft, I would have Jalen Wells probably slightly ahead of Dalton Connect. I'm not anti-Dalton Connect. In fact, right. When I did my Grizzlies draft board, I had him on it. Like, he was the last guy I listed, but he was a guy I listed, and they had the number 9th pick in that draft. So I think
how deep did your board go?
It went 9, but yes. I took Sarr and Ricochet off, so it really went 11 deep. So I sort of had him 11th, basically. I may have changed that by draft day, but when I wrote it, that's basically where I had Dalton Connect.
You had him higher than he actually went in the draft.
Yeah, and what I wrote, I didn't write much. What I basically wrote was like, I'm skeptical of him defensively. I'm skeptical of his age. But he's a 6'6 guy who can shoot and score, and the Grizzlies need those kind of guys. I think what he was last night is kind of what he can be. Like, I see him as like a get buckets off the bench kind of guy, you know?
All right. The micro criticisms that I heard were the deployment of Jaren down the stretch. He came back in. Lakers took a timeout with 4:04 left. Grizzlies still down. Grizzlies down by one at that point. AD was back in with his 5 fouls. Of course, he did ultimately file out. But by the time Jaren was back in, you know, half a minute later, Grizzlies have to call timeout, and they're down by 6. They lose by 5. Jaren did not foul out. Is this obviously it's pretty picky, but it is. Is there something legitimate to that criticism?
I mean, we've seen this play before, and I have often panned this particular performance. I'm not taking a guy out with 5 fouls when it's like middle of the fourth quarter of a tight game, like just, you know, to be ignoring the fouls to play to win. I am not on my soapbox on this particular one. Because Jaren played 33 minutes, and while I'm fine with him playing 35 or 36, I don't know if the Grizzlies are. And so I don't know if he plays any more. I know they took him out when he had the foul. I think they're probably going to take him out anyway. Just to keep the number down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All right. I don't know that there was anything else in particular of note. Nice to see Kennard back hitting threes. He's playing well. Well, he's hitting shots, let's be honest. I don't know.
No, I think he is playing well. I think he is, but he has a hard ceiling defensively. That just is what it is. But he's handling and passing well. Like, they're asking him to handle the ball and be more of a playmaker, and he's actually been really good with that. And then he's drilling shots, and so – I'm very pleased by the way Kennard's looked. Yeah.
No Brandon last night. Were you surprised that meant Jay Huff got the start?
A little bit. I still don't know. I haven't had a chance to ask about it. I don't know what the thinking is on some of this lineup stuff around the center situation. I think with Brandon Clark out, I would have started Zach Edey in that game to try to match the physicality, and they ended up making that switch in the second half. So I'm a little surprised that they did that, yeah.
You're not the only one, by the way, who would rank Jalen Wells over Dalton Connect this moment. Sam Vecenie did his rookie rankings. I think they dropped today.
Yeah, right now, disrespecting Dalton Connect.
Talk about he's not even on the rankings. Right now, literally, this is a silly question, but right now, who would be your rookie of the year vote?
I haven't had a reason other than you asking me right now to think about that. I think the short list is Edey and Wells and Ricochet and the late entrant Jaren McCain, who had a great game last night. I mean, he's really coming up fast on the outside. McCain is. I would probably leave.
Grizzlies. How about of the two Grizzlies? He had Edey above. Jalen Wells. Would you have Edey above Jalen Wells?
I pr- probably would, just because you take the totality of it, and Edie was sort of in the mix from the beginning. But it's a close call. I think that's sort of the cohort of guys right now.
Yeah, Jared McCain, he's putting up big numbers now, and there will be opportunity on that team, too. Like, it's interesting. Like, what we sort of wondered about Reed Sheppard, who's not ranked at all here either, and it didn't make it at all. Jared McCain has this, yeah, I mean, he's got real opportunity on that team, and so he may put up big numbers. It may be, he may be the one to watch.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey's out right now, so that has even opened the door even more. So he stepped right into that same role. He's a very similar kind of player. I don't think he's as fast as Maxey with the ball, but he's a very similar kind of player, like this little the combo guard shot maker type who can really shoot it. And so, and we both, you and I both like McCain. Actually, that same article I cited where I had Connect essentially 11th, I had McCain 10th, actually.
Yeah, I was a believer. Okay. Elsewhere in the NBA, Giannis 59, Wemby 50. Your thoughts? They're really good.
Yeah, those guys are pretty good. That was a career high for Wemby. It's sort of, I guess, waiting for an explosion like that. Giannis, man, I just don't know. Giannis is still awesome, and that team is just totally decaying around him. It's like, it is the house is falling apart, but like, you know, whatever. I mean, Giannis is still great, so I don't know where that's going to head. I mean, I'm skeptical that he would get moved in season, but you wonder, I mean, it seems inevitable maybe that he might get moved at some point just because there's such a disconnect between how great he still is and what the rest of that team's become.
Well, it's an interesting situation. His 3-year extension does not kick in until next year. So, you know, whether he's with the Bucks or moved on elsewhere, you have Giannis for a good long stretch, whoever gets him,
right?
Like, extraordinary value. Do you at some point just say, I can get a boatload of stuff for him and start over?
The question starts with what does Giannis say?
Right.
The question starts with what does Giannis say? Does Giannis decide it's time to move on?
I guess we live in a world where this is true of any superstar anywhere in the NBA. If they ask to move on, then they move on. I mean, essentially.
Pretty much.
Right? I mean,
Yeah. So I think that's where it's headed. At what point does Giannis, and I think from a PR standpoint, the Bucks will want, even if they want to move Giannis, they want Giannis to make the first move on this.
Right. Cavs 13-0 now. They've got the Bulls and then the Hornets and then the Celtics. So the Celtics, well, you can lose any night, like whatever. Things can happen. You can lose any night. Warriors were 24-0 in 2015. We talked about them yesterday. You think the Cavs are legit. All right. You do have your film that you do every week reviewing what is showing in local theaters up. And are you telling me you're not going to rush out to see Red One?
No, that's not really up my alley. If you want like a noisy Christmas action movie, then maybe that's for you, but it's probably not going to be for me.
What is the conceit? It's Santa has
Santa
been
Claus has been kidnapped, and the head of North Pole Security teams up with a bounty hunter to travel the globe to rescue Santa Claus.
How are you not in on this?
Only so many hours of the day, my friend.
Is there a rock movie that you like?
I'm trying to think.
What's the one that's supposed to be good?
I actually haven't seen. He did some bodybuilder movie, like some Michael Bay bodybuilder movie that people like. I never saw it.
Pain and Game.
Yeah, I never saw it. That's supposed to be good, actually. I can't think of any I care about. No, I'm sure there is one. I'm just forgetting.
The Fast and Furious franchise, obviously, Scorpion King. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I can't remember. I don't really associate him with the Fast and Furious. I can't remember where he comes in on it. He comes in in five.
He comes in on, I would argue, 5 and 6 are probably the two best. Oh, and he's in there.
Yeah, Fast Five. That's pretty good. I'll go with that.
All right. What is a real pain besides LeBron James and the Lakers? What is a real pain? That's a film.
Yeah, it's a new sort of small-scale drama that's written and directed by the actor Jesse Eisenberg, who starred in The Social Network. And he also co-stars in it with Kieran Culkin, who people may know from Succession, played Roman Roy in Succession. And they are two cousins go on a tour trip, a group trip to Poland to honor their grandmother who had escaped the Holocaust in Poland. And it's like this family drama of these two cousins taking this trip together. And it's supposed to be quite good. I have not had a chance to see it, unfortunately. I was hoping I would have a chance before it opened in Memphis, but it's actually opening in the Twin Cities the same day.
All right. And then Silence of the Lambs is being shown where?
The drive-in, the time warp, the monthly time warp drive-in event that they do. They do like a drive-in night once a month. That's like a theme night. And this is a Hannibal Lecter. If you haven't had enough Hannibal Lecter in the culture this year, you can go to the time warp drive-in.
And did you love Silence of the Lambs? And what is Ridley Scott's Hannibal, which is the other film that is being shown as part of this package?
I like Silence of the Lambs. I mean, it's really well directed. Jonathan Demme. I think Jodie Foster is really good in it. It's a good, really effective procedural. I like it a lot. I'm actually a little bit. I don't love the Anthony Hopkins Hannibal Lecter thing. I think it turns the dial a little bit too much. I find it a little annoying, actually. Brian Cox actually played that character first in a movie called Manhunter in the mid 80s. I think I actually liked him better. So I'm not a huge fan of the Anthony Hopkins Hannibal Lecter thing, but I like the Silence of the Lambs otherwise. And Hannibal's a Ridley Scott movie that was basically a sequel to Silence of the Lambs. Because Anthony Hopkins appears in Silence of the Lambs for like 15 minutes. And so they made a movie to give you a whole lot more of it. And I'm not as crazy about that.
Right. And then the Indie Film Festival begins tonight.
Begins tonight.
Yes, today is Thursday. And what are the highlights? What should people make an effort to see if they can?
So the Centerpiece movie, which is showing on Sunday, and this will get a theatrical opening in Memphis sometime in December, but it's Nickel Boys, which is adaptation of a Pulitzer-winning novel from a few years ago by Colson Whitehead. And it's been one of the most well-reviewed, in terms of early notices, movies of the year. Like, people really love it. It's also supposed to be pretty formally challenging, so I don't know if all viewers are going to love it. But that's definitely the highest profile thing that they're showing at Indie Memphis this year.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Are you, Jeffrey, a rock guy? Like, John is a big...
John's like, a bigger rock fan, but I do think he got a little overexposed recently. But in general, I am pro-rock.
You are pro-rock.
Yes.
There you go. Red One, about the kidnapping.
I just don't know how he's not in on this.
By the way, I was in, where was I? Oh, I was in a grocery store the other day, and they played Christmas music. Have you heard Christmas music out and about much as you've been around the city?
So where was I? I went somewhere retail as well, and I heard Christmas music, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
I have a different opinion now. I realized that I don't mind it. It. I know we're supposed to be enraged if anyone plays Christmas music before Thanksgiving, right?
I mean, I acknowledge that's my stance. I acknowledge that society has changed and that I'm wrong. I just don't think a lot of the Christmas music is that good.
I like Christmas music. Like, normally, as I'm walking through Costco or Kroger or whatever, I don't really pay much attention to the music. It doesn't. But if I hear, I noticed it the other day, and I'm like, oh, I started humming along. Like,
The problem is when you get there, you're about 2 minutes away from hearing simply having a wonderful Christmas time, which is such a awful
song. Does anyone
song.
Really play that any longer?
Oh, yes.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas
song
time.
Sucks.
Just. Horrible.
Oh, that song's so terrible.
It's funny because I did an appreciation. It ran Sunday, I think, in the Daily Memphian of Ron Olson and his 50 years in Memphis radio. And I think about the juggernaut that is Ron Olson, Ron and Karen now, right? And then combined with the juggernaut is Christmas music. That's an unstoppable combination.
Well, yeah,
Jeffrey.
I mean, we all play for second. Those months.
It's like when Kevin Durant joins the Warriors,
yes,
who are already world champion Warriors.
Yeah. You didn't have enough. You needed to have Christmas
right.
music too.
Right. It's absurd.
I got to make sure Ron doesn't put Simply Having Wonderful Christmas Time in the rotation too much. God, that song sucks.
You think he had? Does Ron have control, or does? I don't think I get the sense. I get the sense, and maybe I'm wrong. I get the sense that. That it's like being an astronaut,
I think Ron
has actually driving the spaceship.
I think Ron has influence.
It's funny because I was talking to just a little bit of aside on this Ron Olson stuff. It's not just that Ron Olson has been doing Memphis radio for 50 years, which is amazing, right? It's that he is the last of the kind, because it's a little bit like, and I'm not comparing myself to the institution that is Ron Olson.
Go ahead.
But like when I was the sports columnist at the CA, I thought Mark was a terrific sports columnist. But when he took over the job, 250,000 people didn't get, like, the job had changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know what I mean?
You just can't have the reach. The big city sports columnist, that job doesn't really exist anymore, whether it's at the Daily Memphian or the CA. No,
there's not like the
anywhere.
One person. There's not the one person that's the voice of a city anymore.
Now half the people are reading people on the internet. You're reading people from other cities. You're reading, and then the reach of any publication inside the city is dramatically reduced. Like,
totally agree.
Whatever. And so it's 20,000 people subscribers as opposed to 250,000 subscribers. It's just wildly different, at least whatever, roughly. Maybe it's 30,000, but it's wildly different.
To your point, number. It is massively diminished.
Massively diminished. And radio, that time is coming too. It's not. I'm not saying that people don't listen to radio. They do. But honestly, it's kind of fabulous that in Memphis, particularly, people still really listen to radio as much as ever. But the job of the DJ that everyone listened to and knew and whatever else, like Steve Connolly, who, of course, was on with Ron and Karen, maybe that was the apex of that entire
Ron,
enterprise.
Steve, and Karen, yeah.
Yeah, it was he was getting his flu shot the other day, and a 24-year-old woman, he was ballparking it, asked him what he did, and he said it was a disc jockey. He was a disc jockey, and she said, oh, is that like disc golf?
Oh, boy.
Literally, the phrase disc jockey didn't mean anything to her.
See,
I'm a radio personality or whatever. And then she sort of, radio guy. Ron says he's a radio guy. And so that's the point, is that your last, it's not just that you've been this institution, because there's, you know, whatever. It's that you've been in this institution, and the institution itself is not going to exist beyond you for much longer. Ron said, at some point, it's going to be AI voices doing this stuff.
Maybe. I mean,
the music stations.
The reality is, like, I don't know if they were the first influencers, but, like, that's kind of what they were. Like, when you really distill it down, they were tastemakers. They're entertainers and they're tastemakers.
I do wonder how his control or their control over what they played. You got the sense that once upon a time in the 70s, if you just love the record, you could just play it over and over and over again and help make and launch that record.
Sure.
Now you're playing what Odyssey tells you to play, right? Mostly, don't you think?
So with adult contemporary, you probably have a little bit more flexibility because you're not really trying to stay with like what's the hottest thing out right now. But definitely, definitely top 40. Yes, you're being that's automatically programmed.
All right, I don't want to waste any more time before we give away this fabulous prize pack. Right in the Right Trivia today features, tell them, Jeffrey.
Jeff, we have 4 tickets to go see the Nuggets and Grizzlies on Sunday. So that's the Nuggets game on Sunday. You'll also get tickets to see 901 Wrestling, the final show of 2024. They'll be back, of course, in 2025 at Minglewood. And then you will also get tickets to the Coffee Expo that's happening this weekend.
It is a 3 item prize pack, and so we will take caller number 3 at 445-0929, 445-0929. Caller number 3, if you want to play Right of the Night Trivia. In the meantime, I will tell you this is it's getting to be the weekend here, and no better place to go on the weekend than O'Call. I just like walking through there. Honestly, the moment you walk in, you know you are in a world-class store, a store that we are lucky to have in Memphis. And I'll be honest, back when I was George Lapidus' sidekick and George would talk about, rapturously about the clothes at O'Call, I was kind of intimidated because I was not, some of you may not know this, I was not the snappiest of dressers. And I went in there when I it's just the opposite. They're so warm, so welcoming. The clothes are so beautiful. The people know their stuff because they've been there for years. It's not like some, you know, whatever kid who just working there for 6 months. It's people who are deeply invested, know their stuff, and deeply invested in making you look your best. And for the holidays, no better time to get to Oak Hall. I've been talking a lot about how they have quarter zips and hoodies in collegiate colors. That is still true as we wind down the football season, head into the holiday season. A lot of playoff hope still alive. So if you're a Vol fan or Ole Miss fan or Memphis fan or Arkansas fan or Alabama fan or have one in the family, you can head on in there for that as well. But the whole shopping experience is as close to a blissful shopping experience as you can have. It's Oak Hall. Go see them today or this weekend. Going to take a break, play Right in the Right Trivia with Kevin Cerrito, running the ship when we return to Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, as I am every Thursday for Writer Then Write Trivia. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. I enjoy Christmas pretty early now as well, Jeff. I know I had the conversation with Jeffrey about it on the show. You know, he's at the adamant, nothing Christmas until after Thanksgiving, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I also acknowledge that I can't stop it. It's that's for me in my house. We will serve the Lord. That's how we do it. You know,
I'll be honest. I'm sort of mixed on this. I don't think you should put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. But if a store wants to play Christmas music, I'm very forgiving of that. Maybe I'm all over the place on this.
Do you are. Yeah.
Differentiate, Kevin, between the Christmas tree being erected, your house being decorated, or Kroger playing Christmas music?
We do every year, we do the Christmas music bingo. We don't start Christmas music bingo until after Thanksgiving. So on Black Friday, we'll do Christmas music bingo. So that will kick in. Go to StreetEntertainment.com. We'll be playing Christmas music bingo 6 days a week here during the holiday season. So you can get out and celebrate and win some fun prizes all around town. But as a household, I've come around to, and we really officially, I think, during COVID came around to this, you know, spending so much time at the house. But I'm all for the November 1st. I'm for the day after. If it's the day after Halloween and you want to flip it over to Christmas, you can. I have an exception. This was one of those years. It's like when it's an election year, you wait until after the election. So, of course, sometimes that you're waiting a little bit longer, but you know, that's my personal rule. But if people at November 1, I think you can start celebrating. I was at Huey's and in the middle of October, we were doing a spooky round, and I jokingly asked who has their Christmas tree up already. And somebody did. They raised their hand and they said their mom had them put their Christmas tree up at the beginning of October. Now that is too early.
All right. So where are you going to be this week? And then we're going to play a rousing game of Right or the Right Trivia.
We have so much going on. We have Disney Music Bingo here tonight at Waldo's in Cordova, which is one of our newest locations. We've got four trivias happening all around town, including the Evergreen Grill in Midtown, which is the newest trivia location that we've got. You go to StreetEntertainment.com to find out where we're playing. This Saturday, I'll be at the Grind City Coffee Expo. Once again, leading the Ask a Barista panel will be me and three all-star baristas from the Memphis area, where you can ask them anything that you want to ask them. So you can tell me now. You got a question? I asked you this last year. This is the return of the panel, Jeff. What would you? Any new questions for the baristas out there in this current coffee environment?
Well, what you hear is that, and I know these aren't Starbucks baristas. These are more. Right. These are even higher level baristas, all-star baristas. But what you hear at Starbucks is that they're suffering because everything's too damn complicated. It takes too long to make. And so what Starbucks is trying to do is simplify things, right, a little bit. They don't need everyone having a completely elaborate order because you have a line that's 15 deep at Starbucks and it's a pain in the neck. It's one of the things they have diagnosed. So I do wonder, is life as a barista, is it getting too damn frou-frou and too complicated? Is there, you know, at some point, like if you're a bartender, you want someone to just order a glass of wine or a beer, right? You don't want every drink to be a carefully crafted cocktail. I wonder if baristas feel the same way.
All right. I will ask that question to them this Saturday at the Grind City Coffee Expo. You can get your tickets at grindcitycoffee.com. We're giving away a pair of tickets today, along with, I know, 901 wrestling tickets and Grizzlies tickets. The best prizes in the entire city for any type of giveaway right here on Rider Than Right Trivia every single week. Who we got playing today, Jeff?
Let's welcome Brandon in Memphis to the program.
Hello, Brandon. Best of luck. I'm turning things over to Kevin. May the better man win.
All right, let's see how it goes here. This is Rider Than Right Trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win today's prize. Of course, you just got to play honorably to win all of those tickets and have a great time here in the Memphis area. I'm going to give you a choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey, and you can steal from him one time, and he can steal from you one time if you miss a question throughout the game. We're going to start with the categories words or lyrics.
Lyrics.
Lyrics. Name the song, this song from 2009. This is a song from 2009. The lyric is, I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream and a cardigan.
Is that Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus?
That is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Nailed it! Very good.
Point for you, Jeffrey. Words. What word shows up in all of the following? A line of mobile computing devices, an MLS team name, and the title of a 1979 sci-fi book that inspired the creation of Towel Day.
All right, repeat the clue again.
Yeah, so we're looking for one word. It shows up in a line of mobile computing devices, an MLS team name, and the title of a 1979 sci-fi book that inspired the creation of Towel Day.
To go with MLS. Galaxy?
Galaxy is correct. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy is not what we're looking for, but Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the inspiration of Towel Day there. Where does the Galaxy play soccer at?
LA.
Santa Barbara?
LA.
Oh, LA.
They're the Home Depot Center.
Score is 1-2-1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Back to Brandon.
Around the world or around the U.S.?
Around the U.S.
Philadelphia, Denver, and San Francisco, as well as West Point, all four of those are home of what U.S. bureau that shares its name with a type of plant? Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco, and West Point are four homes of what U.S. bureau that shares its name with a type of plant?
Shares its name with a type of plant.
I'll steal.
You're going to steal? All right.
I'm going to go mint.
Mint is correct. Home of the mint.
Let me see what you did there. All right. It's 2-1, and Jeffrey has control of the board.
Around the world, Jeffrey, the shores of what hypersaline body of water in the Middle East is often cited as the lowest point of land on Earth, over 1,400 feet below sea level.
The Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea. I see what you did there. As we continue, now the score is what? What is the score?
It's 3-1. It's 3-1. He's already mounted a substantial
correct,
right? lead.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
3-1, yeah.
We're going to assume it's correct. 3-1, back to
yes. Mascots or superheroes, Brandon?
Superheroes.
Superheroes. What not-so-creatively named member of the Fantastic Four uses the catchphrase, it's clobbering time?
The Thing.
That is correct. Thing.
Keeping it close. Keeping it close. Hanging in there. 3-2.
Mascots for you, Jeffrey. What mammal that is covered in scaly plates and is native to the American Southwest is the mascot for the restaurant Texas Roadhouse?
Armadillo.
Armadillo is correct.
4-2. 4-2. Restores the margin. Back to Brandon.
Brandon, Nickelodeon or Disney Channel to wrap out regulation here. Nickelodeon or Disney Channel?
Let's go Disney.
What Disney Channel star and member of the Cheetah Girls went on to co-host The View?
Oh, jeez. Co-host The View, you said?
Yes.
Co-host The View, the show The View. Yep.
Nicole Scherzinger?
That is not correct. Raven Simone is your correct answer.
Deal was no longer available. It is 4-2. Back to Jeffrey.
Yeah, that is so Raven. Nickelodeon for you, Jeffrey. George Licker was a signature character for animator John Kay, who introduced George on what iconic Nickelodeon show that he created?
All right, one more time.
George Licker was a signature character for animator John Kay, who introduced George on what iconic Nickelodeon show that he created?
Is that Ren and Stimpy?
It is Ren and Stimpy. That is correct.
Well, this is ridiculous. It's 5-2, and we go to our final round with a sensational performance by Jeffrey. Brandon, hanging in there. Jeffrey, how many are you wagering?
I put it in the chat. Kevin sees it.
All right.
We're at one for Jeffrey here.
One for Jeffrey. And how about you, Brandon? You're going to wager your two, I take it.
All in, buddy.
All right.
Okay. A little bit different final category today. So tonight, we do have some mentioned trivia at four different places. Over there at Hampline Brewing every week, you'll see 92.9 ESPN's own Connor Dunning. Most weeks out there hosting, he'll be out there tonight. Tomorrow is his birthday, so he's put together a round tonight about movies that came out in his birth year of 1994 or on the date November 15th. So we've got that round happening tonight. I've got that entire round in front of me. I'm going to give you a choice of 1 through 5, and I'll just pick one of those random questions written by Connor Dunning of the Gabe Kuhn Show today. So what do you want? What question 1 through 5 on this round? I have no idea what it's going to be. Brandon, what number you want?
Let's go with 3.
He's going to go with question 3. Jeffrey, what number are you going to take, just for the record here?
He took mine. I'll go
fighting over an unknown question behind a random number.
Yeah, I'll go 2. Well, 3 is
let's
my
make
high
it deep.
Number.
What's that?
3 was my high school
two.
Number.
2. 2.
Yeah, he's going to go with 2. Okay. Brandon, you're up first. What nickname is given to the duo Dean Portman and Fulton Reed in D2 The Mighty Ducks?
Dang it.
And the Bash Brothers.
Bash Brothers is correct.
Ooh, look at that. All of a sudden, it's 5-4. Jeffrey, your turn. Game is still up in the air. Steel is still available.
That is true. Jeffrey, what is the title of the song Seal does a cover of in Space Jam?
Fly Like an Eagle.
Fly Like an Eagle, that is the correct answer. And Jeffrey wins. I got close to it.
A fine tilt. 6-4 is the final. Jeffrey, are you going to assume
yes,
that Brandon
absolutely.
Played honorable?
I've got his right. I've got his information, so he's good to go.
Thank you, Brandon. CerebralEntertainment.com. Kevin, where can people find out where you're going to be?
Yeah, we got, as always, you're going to hear one or more of these questions you heard today at a trivia night over the next week. So come on out and use your advantage for being a loyal listener here to 92.9 ESPN. That website, yes, CerebralEntertainment.com.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Before we go anywhere, I do want to remind you, if you are thinking about getting engaged, congratulations. I really do. It's lovely to have found your person. It's a wonderful thing to have found your person. And now you want to honor that with a spectacular ring. And I would suggest you go to Robert Irwin Jewelers for all kinds of reasons. A, I know and trust Howie. I've been in there. I love the way they do business. They walk you through things carefully. Honestly, getting Howie to talk about diamonds is fun in its own right because he just loves diamonds. He searched the world over for stunning diamonds. They've been here for 40 years. They're not some Johnny come lately. And they make the process fun and easy. And one of the things that makes it easy is knowing they got the meant to be guarantee. So if for any reason you're made to custom made engagement ring, maybe the love goes sour within a year, within 365 days, can be returned for any reason, which takes all the pressure off. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers. If you can dream it, they can create it. Head on in with an idea or a photo or whatever you can dream up, they can make for you. And they've got 24 months deferred interest as well, or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. It's bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've got a location at Perkins Extended, Bartlett Town Center, South Lake Center in South Haven, Mississippi, and online at rijewelers.com. I'm going to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Commanders-Eagles tonight. We had a great Thursday night game last Thursday night. Another promises to be another great one tonight, Jeffrey. Are the Commanders becoming must-watch?
They've been... I think Daniels is banged up, and since he's been banged up, he hasn't been playing as well. But they have been they've been a very good watch for pretty much the whole season.
All right. If you want to wager on the game, I'll urge you to check out FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And right now, if you're new, if you bet and win a measly little $5 bet, you get $150 in bonus bets plunked into your account that you can bet on whatever you want this weekend. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to make every moment more. FanDuel is official sportsbook partner of the NFL. It's safe, it's secure. You get your money fast. Tonight should be fun, maybe even a little more fun with a little juice on it. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We got some recruiting news, Jeffrey. Ole Miss flips Caleb Cunningham. He's the five-star receiver who had committed to Alabama. He was at the game this weekend. And obviously was impressed by the passion. It must be it, Jeffrey.
Yes,
the
totally.
Passion of the Ole Miss crowd.
Yeah.
So he flips from Alabama to Ole Miss. That certainly is good for Ole Miss. Meanwhile, Mike Norvell,
oh boy,
another decommitment.
Yes. This, according to ESPN, four-star Florida State quarterback pledge, Tremel Jones, pulled his commitment from the Seminoles on Thursday morning, marking the sixth departure from Norvell's 2025 class amid the program's 1-9 start. There's strong speculation, Jeff, that he will be committing to Florida.
What a disaster that is. I'll hear some good news, by the way. You know, InfoWars, which is the hate site that Alex Jones had, were denying Sandy Hook and other stuff.
Yes.
Right? Alex Jones, of course, was sued by the Sandy Hook parents and had to pay a massive sum. Well, InfoWars was his site, and it was into bankruptcy. And so it was just sold out of bankruptcy, and the buyer is the Onion.
Oh, there you go.
And they are going to resurrect InfoWars as a site that is spoofs all the crazy ass conspiracy theories that exist in the world today. So they are taking something that was evil and weaponizing it for humor and for good. The Sandy Hook parents, by the way, signed off on that before the Onion did it.
Yeah.
They consulted the Sandy Hook parents, and the Sandy Hook parents signed off on that. We have not talked yet about the Mike Tyson fight that will be taking place Friday, I guess it is, Jeffrey. Is it Friday?
Yeah, I believe it's Friday on Netflix. I think I'd make the argument, I don't think there is a sporting event that I've seen that is this big that is getting less mainstream conversation. Mark was telling me stories on the fight do like Super Bowl numbers. He said it's just absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, I click on the stories. It is a freak show curiosity stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
Mike
like
Tyson
I don't feel like there's been
the
any
baddest
buzz
man
about
on the
it,
planet,
right?
And now he's 58 years old. It's slowing down to see a car crash. Who is this pathetic, or is this smart cashing in on whatever money? Like, and if it is pathetic, is it more pathetic of Jake Paul, 27-year-old, fighting a 58-year-old, or more pathetic of Mike Tyson, 58?
I mean,
putting himself in harm's way.
I think it's just a cash grab. And like,
well, it is a cash grab.
One thing about the Pauls, man, like, you may not like them, you may not get them. Those guys know how to make money, and they know how to get attention.
Mike Tyson had 47 fights before Jake Paul was born. 47 fights before he was born. Do you know who's favored in this fight?
Jake Paul's a pretty big favorite.
Yeah, Tyson is plus 185 underdog. So Jake Paul, and I think that's right, don't you think? I mean,
he's
Jake Paul has actually.
Oh no, I think we lost Jeff. We lost Jeff's internet connection. All right, we have lost Jeff, but he will be back with us tomorrow. Let's tell everybody what we got coming up.
Kevin McBride.
Sorry, we lost you for a little bit.
I'm sorry. Tyson's last fight was 2005, a sixth round TKO with Kevin McBride. Yeah. And then he had an exhibition fight with Roy Jones in 2020, but nothing since. Anyway, all right, Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. With it being Thursday, that means that Drew Hill will be with them today. Eric and Jason are going to join us today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow. For now, work is done.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.